First and foremost, from everyone at BASF, we would like to congratulate Kip for a job well done. And thank you. And many from BASF, from the field team here in Missouri to the home office, have had a chance to speak with Kip over the last few years, and his enthusiasm is just outstanding. I can tell you that his enthusiasm is contagious, and his friends at BASF was definitely pulling for him to break the world record again. And this goes to not only Kip, but also to his family. So for Kip, Michelle, Noah, and Naaman, we at BASF are honored and the confidence that you've shown our people and our products, and delighted to be considered a partner in your success. A second consecutive world soybean yield is without doubt incredible. And knowing your push to get soybean yields higher, this will probably be an annual event for you. Personally, I started working with Kip a couple of years ago when he called me and our local rep to come to his farm to talk about headline fungicide. He was interested then, as he is now, on how to get the most from his acres. And since then, many people from BASF have had a pleasure of touring his fields there in Stark City and also his other fields. We're very pleased that Kip did recognize headline fungicide as an important contributor to his success. And as he said before, he's made headline the fungicide of choice because headline is the most thoroughly researched fungicide on the market. We believe that's why growers, as a rule, have come to trust it and count on headline to help deliver plant health that contributes to outstanding yields. And this has been proven in over 5,000 on-farm trials, totaling over 250,000 acres over the last couple of years. And in 2006, the average on-farm trials where headline was used increased soybean yields from 4 to 8 bushels per acre and corn yields from 12 to 15 bushels per acre. And at a time of growing demand for corn and soybean grain for ethanol and other domestic and export uses, as the folks here at the Soybean Association can attest, that's significant for American agriculture. We're continuing our headline on-farm trials this season, and although our results have not been tabulated, what we've seen so far basically shows us that we've got another good year behind us. We're also pleased that Kip did use some of our other products, Respect Insecticide on both his corn and soybeans, and New Status Herbicide on his corn. And again, congratulations, Kip. It's fantastic to be here to celebrate your yield, and we hope to be here this time next year. So.